This lecture is part of a series of lectures about the USPTO Patent Agents Examination. These lectures are published by learningiplaw.com. This lecture is entitled Section 102D. Your lecturer is Professor Carl Opedal. Professor Opedal is the founder of the Opedal Patent Law Firm, LLC. He received his law degree from Harvard, and he has been serving patent and trademark clients for over 20 years. This lecture comes with a study guide containing the text of Section 102D, along with an actual question from a past exam. To make sense of the lecture, you will need to print out the study guide and refer to it during or after the lecture. You will probably want to listen to the lecture more than once. This lecture is not legal advice. Listening to this lecture does not make Professor Opedal your lawyer, nor does it make you his client. If you want legal advice, you should consult competent counsel who can advise you after being fully informed about your situation. This lecture is protected by copyright. It is a violation of copyright to post this lecture on a server where others may download it. Feel free, however, to make a link on your website to the page on our website where you downloaded this lecture. It is also a violation of copyright to edit this lecture, for example, by trimming off a portion of the audio file. You may, however, freely distribute copies of this lecture to others, so long as you distribute the lecture unchanged in just the form in which you downloaded it.
Hello, and welcome to one of our lectures about patent agents exam questions. In this lecture, we're going to do two or three things. We're going to talk about a particular question that is in the study guide that comes with this lecture. It is a question that has five possible answers, A through E, and we will talk about how you can figure out which one is the correct answer. To make any sense of this lecture, you will have to have the question in front of you. Or, if you're listening to this while you are jogging or exercising or driving in the car, I guess what you'll need to do is listen to the lecture. Later, when you have the opportunity to read the question, sit and read the question, and probably listen to the lecture all over again. So that's one of the things we're going to